Stelling poll, another conservative professor canceled, blames Black Lives Matter moral panic. By James Stelling poll on October 10, 2020. A conservative professor has been canceled for the second time in 3 years after a race-baiting communist academic raised objections to the pro-colonial narrative in his latest book about a British imperial administrator. According to the Times of London, Bruce Gillies' book The Last Imperialist, Sir Alan Burns' epic defense of the British Empire was due to be the first volume in a planned Problems of Anti-Colonialism series. That has now been scrapped after allegations that the avowed pro-colonial professor Gillies endorsed a white nationalist perspective. The series was cancelled without explanation after a petition led by Joshua Muawad Paul, a Maoist philosopher, of York University in Canada managed not even 1,000 signatures on the website change.org. Muawad Paul claimed that Professor Gillies, professor of political science at Portland State University, had shown a pig-headed refusal to deal with the rigorous historical analyses that debunked his view of European colonialism as beneficial. Gillies, described as a scourge of the academic left, has said that the ease and suddenness of his latest cancellation reflects this year's Black Lives Matter moral panic, which has taken cultural totalitarianism to new levels. He has written in the Wall Street Journal, "The Last Imperialist is the culmination of 5 years of intensive primary source research and past peer review with Lexington Books last December, and it carried endorsements from two giants in the field of colonial history, Jeremy Black and Tirthankar Roy." According to the Times of London, Tirthankar Roy, professor of economic history at the London School of Economics, said in a letter to Lexington Books, "I take only one kind of historical scholarship seriously. One based on evidence and explaining a process of change. The manuscript passed that test, not only for me, but also the referees. That it could be an apology for empires, whatever that idiotic expression means, never crossed my mind. I do not think this book was one." Mr. Roy said that their decision meant that a group of phony academics based in privileged Western universities should decide what is published on Asian and African history, and this represented real colonialism. This is Gillies' second cancellation by woke academe. In 2017, his paper The Case for Colonialism, which argued that colonial rule was beneficial and that rapid decolonization had led to a cesspool of human suffering, was retracted by its publisher, Third World Quarterly, after threats of personal violence against the journal's editor. And last year, Breitbart News reported that Portland State University had rejected Gillies' proposed class on conservative political thought on the grounds that it did not support the university commitment to access and inclusion. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.